WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday edition of Feedback. It's 7 minutes after 8 in the AM, and today we're going to do something fun. We are going to focus on the American dream. And I don't want to put too much pressure on our guest that's in the studio. It's like, oh, God, I got to represent the whole entire American dream. Really? Yeah, basically. It is a challenge in our environment these days. First of all, to come up with a product or a business idea or a service that is unique. You get started and you're like, man, everything that could be done has been done. Well, no, that's not true. Also, there's a lot of risks involved when you get started in doing your own business nowadays. And those risks can be daunting and sometimes can discourage you from getting out there and giving it the try and trying to make a success out of it. So in the studio with us is the owner of Mountain Bay Winery in Hatley, Nick McGinn. Good morning, Nick. How you doing?
Hi, Seth. How are you?
I'm doing good. First of all, let's talk about the business. It is it's a winery that you guys are making your own wine in Hatley, right?
Correct.
All right. The first question I have for you, do you guys grow your own grapes or do you import the fruit? How do you do this?
We grow some we grow some of our own fruit.
Okay.
But we're just producing too much now that we're buying all local fruit from local area farmers. In some cases we do bring in grapes and juice from other places just to give a variety.
Right, so that you've got a unique spin on your product.
Correct.
All right. There's not a lot of explanation. A lot of people know what wine is. All right, so the product itself isn't, everybody's like, what is this new thing called wine? No, we all know what wine is, which brings a little bit of a special challenge. All right, when a lot of people think of wine, well, of course, they think France and Italy and California, et cetera. Where did you come up with the idea that, Hatley, Wisconsin, yeah, that's a great place to make wine. We're going to do, how do you come up with that idea?
That's a good question, especially Marathon County, the state of Wisconsin, and especially Hatley. It's a beer community.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, I said, I don't know if you noticed this or not, but beer is kind of like, it's like breakfast food around here.
Yeah, we really didn't know at the time. We had looked at several different places, but we lived right in Hatley. The community was really great to us getting started. When we didn't know which direction to go, there were people in the community that could point us in the right direction.
Right.
So we had a lot of support there, and to be honest, the rent was cheaper.
Sure. Well, and when you're starting a business, overhead is always a big consideration. That makes sense. You did not start out your career, I'm assuming, and correct me if I'm wrong, but growing up in school, you're thinking, I want to make wine in central Wisconsin. That's what I want to do. What did you grow up wanting to do? What did you go to school for? How did you get started in the workplace? What was your job?
I started out in the factories. I was in the service for 6 years in communications, and that's really where I got exposed to wine, was in the service. And it just grew from there. But I started out as a HVAC tech.
All right, which means what?
Refrigeration tech.
Okay, all right. So how does an individual that was in the military, and when you say you're exposed to wine, so you found that you liked it. There was a few areas that you enjoyed, a few wines from various regions you enjoyed, and great. How does an individual from the military and a hands-on type of occupation discover that winemaking is your passion and then make a complete change to go in that direction?
I think it takes time. I was exposed and I found that the wines that were homemade I liked a lot better than the commercial wines. And as soon as I knew I could make the same stuff that was better than the commercial stuff, I became obsessed from there.
How did you figure it out that you could make wine?
We did a blind tasting right in Germany. $200 bottle of wine, $100 bottle of wine, and some homebrew. And I liked it the best, and I learned from that guy.
The homemade wine you liked the best?
I liked the best.
All right, and so you talked to him and figured out
and he taught me the
complexities.
Basics. Yep, he taught me the basics. I came back home, went to school, night school.
Mm-hmm.
We had a baby at the time, so I had to work and go to school. I got the education. I just did it for ourselves at home.
And all right, so you got interested in as a hobby.
Correct.
This is one of those things like, hey, this is fun. I enjoy it. And the product of my labor ain't bad either. So,
yeah, exactly.
All right, so you got involved in it as a hobby. But it sounds as if you took your hobby very, very seriously. And very few people will get so involved in a hobby that they make sacrifices in order to educate themselves.
Right. I think anyone can do it.
Mm-hmm.
We all have little hobbies, and you know, we all go through that deciphering factor. Hey, you know what? Maybe I can sell a couple of these and make a couple of bucks, and maybe
right.
I should do this. And
right.
But they don't know how.
Right.
How to take it to the next step.
At what point did you realize, this is more than a hobby? This is something that I actually can make a living at. This is something that I need to pursue.
Really, it was my wife. In our house, we had wine in every room in the house. We had aisles going from the kitchen through the dining room into the living room. There were carboys in the bathroom. The kitchen was full. The cellar was full. And one day she said, hey, listen, you need to downsize or start a business.
So you were making it for your own consumption.
And to give away to friends.
You had wine racks in the bathroom, too?
Can you? Okay, Tom asked, did you have wine racks in the bathroom? I need to get him a set of headphones when we go to break. Tom's asking, did you have wine racks in the bathroom as well?
Yeah, everywhere.
Very convenient.
The warmest place in the house is the bathroom, and so when we were fermenting, I would always put it in the warmest place in the house, and that was the bathroom.
Bathtub gin, bathtub wine, why not?
Yeah, sure, what the heck. All right. So how long has Mountain Bay Winery been an official business up and running and selling to the public?
We started in May 2010. We had to shut down in July for 6 weeks because it took off so fast, and wine takes time to make in order to meet the needs and of our customers. We actually had to shut down so we could produce more and get set up to produce more. That was our first expansion. That was 6 weeks into it.
Oh, that's not a bad problem to have.
No, it wasn't a bad problem to have. So 2011 in January, we came back to really be ready for the holidays and that type of thing.
Awesome.
So,
all right. Now, I started off by saying that wine has been being made for thousands of years. It's not a unique product. However, in the conversation that I had with Nick, I found that there is a unique and refreshing attitude toward wine. That I think is the key to your success, and I think is something that is going to be the key to your prolonged success and is an encouragement to others. We're going to take a first break. When we come back, I want to talk to Nick, and I want him to explain his attitude toward wine, toward making it, and toward enjoying it, and that is the unique key, and I think the real interesting aspect of his business. WSAU Wisconsin Morning News will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Be the first to know when school's closed. Text SCHOOL to 39327 and get school closing alerts from the WSAU newsroom from AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.
Welcome back to Feedback. 715-845-2155 is the phone number if you would like to be a part of the program. In the studio with us is Nick McGinn, owner of Mountain Bay Winery in Hatley. All right. Now, there's a lot of people out there that get turned off to wine because, oh, it's snooty. You gotta drink it with your pinky up in the air. And, you know, you're only supposed to drink this kind of wine with this kind of meal. And you're only supposed to do this. And you're only supposed to do that. There's so many rules and regulations. What is your attitude about the wine you make and the wine that we should be enjoying?
Well, first of all, the wine you should be enjoying is a wine that you like. You don't have to worry about the pairing so much. You're definitely going to ruin food if you try to pair a wine and you really don't know what you're doing.
Right.
So you're way better off to start off with a wine that you like. That's our whole way of thinking at Mountain Bay Winery, is that it has to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
you should enjoy it. You should be able to sit with friends, have a good time, not worry about what someone is drinking or all the little nuances of a wine. Do you like it or not?
And see, that's the key right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. I have talked to my family down in Florida, owned wine shops. All right. And they were very snooty. They were the kind that they, you know, you would invite them over to and they would look at the wine. They'd study the label. They'd give you all the history. And it's just you felt intimidated around them. It's like, well, if I don't know as much, this is just not any fun. You take all that out.
Correct.
And it boils down to this. If you taste it, you like it, you drink it. Period.
Yep.
And just have fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. And that takes a lot of this stigma away from enjoying just a good bottle of wine.
Right.
And I think that's a great way to go. Now, talk to me a little bit in your – and that's what I think is the refreshing aspect. That's what I believe is new that you're bringing to the business. And I'm just really very, very impressed by that.
Thanks.
Now, the second thing is it hasn't been all, pardon the pun, wine and roses bringing this business into fruition.
Correct.
Okay. What have been, again, another pun. So help me understand, what have been some of the challenges that you've had to overcome in building this business?
Probably the biggest challenges were when we started, we really didn't know where we were going. We didn't have an end game in the beginning.
Right.
So we made a lot of mistakes trying to get somewhere and then having to backtrack. We've had a lot of growing pains. Sometimes we wanted to grow and didn't, and the winery wasn't supporting itself to have that growth, even though we needed it. Once the winery took care of itself, we didn't take out any loans. We just used our savings. So there was some fear factor in there too.
Yeah. Okay. Let me ask you this: the failures that you had. I'm sure there was a couple times where you decided a blend or you were going to try and go for a particular label or something, and it just turned out horrible.
Correct.
You just taste it, and you're like, wow, this we should never, ever, ever put this out for public. The failures, did they strengthen you, or did it make you just want to fold up shop and head out?
Oh, no. They made us stronger, and we had to find different ways to get around what the issues. Sometimes the hardest part was trying to figure out what went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why did this fail?
Mm-hmm.
Once we had that answer, we were able to go in another direction and not have that failure again.
So now that you guys have been going at it, you've built this business, you've been doing this, you said since 2010?
Correct.
Since 2010. Most businesses in the United States fail within the first 2 years.
Correct.
Most businesses, if you make it past 2 years, the chances of long-term success skyrocket. I think 60 to 70%, if not higher, businesses fail in the first 2 years. So you guys have gotten over the first hurdle.
Correct.
How many people do you employ?
Nine right now.
Nine. Mm-hmm. And do you have plans on, you know, bringing, expanding and doing more?
We do. It's going to depend on the regulations with insurance. There's a lot of government regulation in the business.
Mm-hmm.
So we know we need three more right now that we can't hire because we don't understand the rules and the laws currently.
Okay.
And until that gets straightened out, we really have to sit back and wait.
But again, it's not a circumstance where you're deciding, well, we can't do this. The rules and the regs are too hard. The challenges are too much. We're going to fold up shop. You are going to persevere, overcome, and make a success out of this.
Correct.
Yeah. Anybody around you said, Nick, you're nuts. You got a great job. You've got a secure fit. What are you doing jumping out on your own? You don't know anything about making wine. What's wrong with you? Yeah. Anybody?
Oh, lots
your
of
criticism?
People. Lots. Lots and lots.
But what'd you tell them?
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
It's a lot of times you have to believe in yourself more than what other people think. A lot of people are so afraid of sticking their neck out there that they just can't get anywhere then.
Yeah.
And we just refuse to do that.
There are a lot of people that are listening right now that have thought, I know I could do this or I know I could do that. And they have decided that they want to strike out on their own. But one of the biggest things that keeps people from doing it is fear. Some people fear success. Some people really fear being successful. Some people fear failure. Some people are just crippled. They say, well, if I fail at this, everybody's going to look at me and think I'm a failure and I've done it. What is in you that got you to overcome your fear? What is it that you found that got you to overcome your fear that those that are listening right now might think, okay, yeah, I need to try it. I need to give it a shot.
Well, one, I'm stubborn.
I need your wife in here. I need to ask your wife. Probably like,
I refuse to quit. Failure is really not an option. You have to believe in yourself, and you have to believe in your product. And I really believe in my customers. My customers have been fantastic. So when you have all that going for you and you have a good product, you can make it.
Nick, thank you for coming in. Thank you for having, and I don't want this to sound just, you know, overly dramatic. This is the American spirit. This is the backbone of what makes our nation great. The small business, you found something you liked. You discovered that you had a skill at it. You discovered that it was a passion of yours. You turned it from a hobby into a very successful business. This is what needs to be encouraged. Not this, well, you know, if you can't make it on your own, the government will be there for you. No, individual creativity and being able to count on yourself first. That's what this country's been built on, and I really appreciate that. And that's why I wanted you to come in and just give an explanation of how you got started. I want other people that are thinking about doing this to try it. I had my own business, and it was brutally hard. The pressure, you think when you're an employee, I have my own business, I'm the boss, I can do whatever I want. Really?
No.
No, man, it's brutal, but it is the most rewarding feeling in the world. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very much. All right, now
thanks
listen.
Thanks for having me.
For those of you that are listening right now, go to our website or go to the Facebook page for the show, Seth Mila, WSAU, Seth Mila, WSAU. Click on the like button, and you're going to see a link to the Mountain Bay Winery Facebook page. And your Facebook page online is?
Mountain Bay Winery.
MountainBayWinery.com. It is a great business run by a great group of people. And as far as I'm concerned, is an example of American exceptionalism. Nick, again, thank you.
You're very welcome.
WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, we're going to come right back. There's some interesting developments in Washington about some other things that have popped up that you're gonna hear it and you're going to, how did this happen? And again, like I asked yesterday, when is enough enough? WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, feedback. We'll be right back.
Breaking news, severe weather. Hear it on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.